You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. For many people with a visual impairment, travelling can be intimidating, and foreign holidays in particular can seem out of reach. SeeAble is an organisation which specialises in providing accessible holidays to the visually impaired community. Joining me now from SeeAble is Lucy Ashton. Thanks for joining us, Lucy.
Hello, no problem.
Can you tell us a little bit about SeeAble and how the company works?
Yeah, of course. So SeeAble Holidays has been running for 10 years now. And what we offer is tailor-made holidays to the visually impaired community. We provide accessible holidays. We do a range of destinations. We do group trips, skiing trips. We work with charities as well. And what we provide is that opportunity to travel, and that kind of, we ensure that people feel safe and can just enjoy a stress-free holiday. Yeah.
And what sort of destinations do you help people to travel to?
Yeah, so in the past, we've been to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Sicily, all around Italy. But next year in 2023, we will have holidays in Italy. We should have some group trips and also a skiing trip as well.
And travel is all about new experiences, isn't it? How do people feel when they get to do activities they may not have thought would be available to people with sight loss? Things like jet skiing, scuba diving and off-road driving, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that is what is so unique about SeeAble. It really gives people in the visually impaired community an opportunity, a chance to do things that, you know, they never thought was possible. We've had many clients who have been skiing and scuba diving, and you know, they'd never dreamt of doing anything like that. They didn't know it was possible. And we make that possible. We it's all about the support and the funding, and we make it happen for people. And the confidence it gives many of our clients is fantastic. And the feedback we get is brilliant. And also many people, they do certain things on our trips, say if it's cooking or horse riding, and then when they do go home, that they begin that hobby again. So it gives people the chance to try something new and then continue it again throughout their lives. So it really just gives people in the visually impaired community a chance to try something new. Yeah.
What kinds of people travel with SeeAble?
Anyone can go on these trips. If you're vision impaired and blind, you can come on these trips. If you have a visual impairment and you have a family member who is sighted, they can also come with you. Anyone can go on a SeeAble holiday. It's just that they are fully accessible to anyone in the visually impaired community. We just provide the holidays and we can ensure that they are accessible to everyone.
And SeeAble is raising money at the moment to continue its work. How can people support the work that you're doing?
That's right. So we have started a crowdfunding campaign, which is really exciting. And we're doing really well at the minute. We have reached just over 15,000 in just over a month, which is absolutely fantastic. And our target is 17,000 at the minute. So, you know, we've still got a little bit more to go to reach our goal. But, you know, since COVID-19, obviously SeeAble had to stop trading for 2 years. So now we are in the midst of reopening again. And what we want to do is ensure that with the rising cost of living crisis at the minute, we want to keep the cost of the holidays down to ensure that they are affordable for everyone who wants to go on a SeeAble holiday. And we want to explore new destinations and get SeeAble back again and reach out to the visually impaired community and get people on holiday again and just enjoying life. You know, the pandemic really hit hard to everybody, but especially the visually impaired community. You know, it's been a difficult time, but we really want to reach out to people and get everyone just on holidays again and just get SeeAble back on track. So we've got many links on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. We do regular posting and we also have a range of rewards that people can select as an incentive to donate as well. For example, if you donate £20 or more, you get a mention on our supporters page on our website. If you donate £100 or more, that can be translated into a £50 voucher off your next SeeAble holiday. And we also want to reach out to people as we do have some corporate rewards as well. So if you work for a business or you are a business and you want to donate over £1,250, that can go towards a long training weekend holiday. And that would mean that a member of your business can also attend that trip as a volunteer. And also, if you want to donate £5,000 or more, you would be sponsoring a group of three visually impaired people to go on a SeeAble holiday for 1 week. And one of your employees can also be a volunteer on that trip as well. So, you know, you can make a donation or select a reward. There's lots to choose from. All you have to do is click on the link on all our social media platforms, and you can see all the rewards there, or simply make a donation. But yeah, any donation would be greatly appreciated.
And if listeners might be thinking that SeeAble might be a good way to travel and try something new, where can they find out some more information about the types of holidays on offer?
Yes, so we have a website. If you just type SeeAble into Google, seeable.co.uk. And like I said earlier, if you can reach us on all social media platforms, you can read all about SeeAble. And you can find our number there. Give us a call and one of our team can give you any more information that you may need about a SeeAble holiday.
And with a bit of help, hopefully you'll be jetting off very soon. Lucy Ashton from SeeAble, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.